This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to our Green and Gold update. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, Easton Butler, writer for the Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at Easton_Butler. See his backward hat wearing self right now on YouTube. Search The Fan Milwaukee. That is like your trademark, the backwards hat, right? That's kind of your thing.
Yeah, I've been wearing hats backwards for years now. It was weird. It always happened when I was like at sporting events, and it just cut out like the smallest bit, but I hated that, so I just started wearing it backwards and just comfortable.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about you. Let's talk about Easton Butler. let's talk about how you kind of grew your brand, I guess, and with Packer Report. Talk about how this whole thing has kind of played out for you personally.
So I actually started on Instagram years ago. I want to say 5 years ago, just doing it. I did with a friend. We did it as a bet to see who could grow faster, grow quicker, and I just kept it going. And eventually, I decided to go to Twitter. And initially, I made my Twitter just so I could speak like personal thoughts and whatever people do. And then I just started posting Packer stuff. And
well,
I'm
what's
like,
on Instagram? Wait. Stop. Rewind. Hold on.
Yeah.
What's on Instagram then? So it's not like your Twitter account. It's something different.
So it actually is. It's very similar. The Instagram, it's more the Packer news, more the bigger stuff. And then I post like fun facts. And as of now, I'm just copying and pasting what I post on Twitter to Instagram, Instagram to Twitter. So.
Okay. Sounds good. So now they're both kind of the same thing.
Oh yeah. Yep. Now it's all kind of the same thing. But Twitter, I just started posting, you know, football news, Packer news, and former Packer news, which it feels like everyone needs their own little niche. And I, for some reason, I'm really good at remembering like former Packers. And I started incorporating that a lot into Twitter. That's why you'll see me post like the Ravens signing Cornelius Johnson or Colts working out Jamal Williams.
Sure. So. Right. Yep. Saw that. The other thing you're really good at is getting information from inside the offices of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, you kind of buried the lead here. And how long or how did this come to be to establish those connections? Because you're right more than you're wrong. That's for certain.
It definitely takes time. I did spend the last few years at Lambeau for training camp and stuff, just hanging out there, having a ton of friends. And then it just grew into me talking to more people personally and just kind of pushing for as much info as I could without it being over too much.
Sure.
And eventually it's, you know, just eventually found a few people to help. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Easton Butler, writer for Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at Easton_ Butler. He joins us here on the Fan Guest Line, powered by Gruber Lusty. Sparky Fiver with you, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fan. Okay, so let's talk about the latest one that you had last night, and that is Romeo Doubs and apparently a couple trade offers sitting on the table of Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, so initially, I've known about this for a while. I didn't want to say anything. And then on Instagram last night, I accidentally let it like slip. I'm like, oh, shoot. Well, I might as well tell it to more people. So I know there are several teams that have an offer. Green Bay isn't entertaining them at this moment, but it's like a weird situation. I think they're waiting for Christian Watson to see how his recovery is before they start entertaining the offer seriously. Several have tried. I know the 49ers tried before they signed Kendrick Bourne and MVS, who are both on their 53 now. They did have an offer, but Green Bay did not take that.
Okay, so let's talk about it from this perspective. Why Doubs? I mean, are we thinking the other teams view him as their best receiver currently on this roster? Do they view Doubs as the gettable piece because of what happened last year and missing practice and all the drama that came with that? Why do they think Doubs is gettable? Because there must be a sense out there if multiple teams are trying to get him.
Well, a lot of it happened at the draft. The second we got Matthew Golden on the first one, Savion later, it kind of made our receivers expendable. It typically happens to every team in the league, especially when a player's on their contract year. I mean, Romeo Doubs, last year's contract, more than likely he won't be coming back next year to Green Bay, whether that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
You know, his personal choice or however much he wants, especially after trading for Micah Parsons, we are going to be a little tight on cash and we will not be able to afford to pay him.
Yeah, but wait a second. Hold on. I mean, this isn't Stephon Diggs. This isn't somebody in their prime that's a dominant one. I mean, there was a piece today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Tom Silverstein talking about the fact that nobody on this team is probably catching 90 balls this year because there's just too many guys, and you're doing it right now with, you know, Savion Williams still isn't up to speed. You still don't have Christian Watson like you talked about. Now, yes, Doubs is still going to keep his name out there and be in the mix, but he's never going to get number one type target, so I'm not quite sure the money that he's going to get, but I would be shocked if it's number one type money.
It definitely won't be like number one type money like everyone thinks. But with Christian making 13.25
on the extension
next year,
yeah.
There are teams who would be willing to pay him around that, if not a little bit more. But one thing that really intrigues him is that he is still very young and he's not ran through like a ton of other guys are. Like, he's not constantly playing. He is sharing snaps.
That's because he's had concussions. That's why he's not constantly playing. That doesn't help either when you start talking about negotiating a new deal, Easton.
Oh, I know. I get that. I fully get that. But there are still teams that are willing to look past that.
And that means we're in desperation times. And clearly the Niners are one of those desperate teams. But whose fault is that? Yeah. I mean, the Deebo Samuel deal, that was all them, right? Ayuk has been banged up and dinged up, so they've been having to deal without him. And then their tight end gets hurt with George Kittle, and now he's out for several weeks. Again, an older player that's coming to that end. They're the ones that chose to go in the direction they did in the draft and free agency. So they kind of got themselves in that hole at this point. And now desperate times come to desperate measures. Charlie and I have talked about this in the past with Romeo Doubs. Somebody gives me a day two pick, he's gone. Like I don't think twice about it if it's a day two pick. I don't know if Jordan Love would like this, Easton, but I think I would do it.
I mean, people got to remember that Brian Gutekunst is doing it what's best for business. And he did lose two first-round picks. He does love his picks.
Sure does.
I mean, his first year, he did trade away HaHa Clan Dix for a fourth-round pick when he was on a rookie contract on the final year of his deal, and he was a fan favorite.
Let's talk about numbers. You said Romeo Doubs, $13 million, would probably be somewhere in that area. Christian Watson right now, this is SpotTrack, 29th in the NFL at $13.25 million. Let's see here. Here in... that's contract average right now. Let's see if we go to 2026 and see what this looks like here as well. Because my thing on all of this is, does it make sense compared to the contracts that are around him at that moment in time? And if you look at the numbers around him, Darnell Mooney of the Falcons averages $13 million. Rashad Bateman, Darius Slayton, Khalil Shakir, Cooper Kupp, Jerry Jeudy. Deebo Samuel is all the way up to $17 million. Judy's at $17.5 million. Cooper Kupp is $15 million. So $13 million is Shakir, Watson, Mooney, Rashad Bateman, Darius Slayton. Does Romeo Doubs have a case to be put into that category?
I could put him into that category. I could put him at like the top, you know, top echelon of that category. He does, when he is, you know, playing without the concussions, he is very productive. And that's, I mean, Green Bay loves him, obviously, because of that.
Talking with Easton Butler, writer for Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at Easton_Butler. So we talk about Romeo Doubs trade offers being out there. Do we think the Packers will be any more active than they already have been as far as trying to maybe find one more piece here between now and the trade deadline? Obviously, the trade deadline in the NFL is rather boring. Normally, nothing ever happens. But could there be on the look maybe for a cornerback at some point?
I don't want to say too much, but they currently are looking.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to name drop anybody, but they currently are calling.
Is it a deal where it kind of feels like, listen, if we made this deal for Micah Parsons, we kind of be stupid not to push all the chips in now and get whatever we think is missing to try and win this thing here in the next couple of years?
Absolutely. It's definitely smart. I know it sounds bad for the future, but look what the Rams did. The Rams pushed all their chips into 1 year and it worked perfect. They ended up with the Super Bowl. That's all Green Bay needs right now. While they still have their guys who are young, they can still be productive in the future. This would be like the window this year and next year, I believe.
Easton, thanks so much for coming on. Quickly get your predictions. Packers, Commanders, tomorrow night. We'll have the Green Bay football postgame show. Ryan Whitt will join us as well after the game tomorrow night here on The Fan. What are you thinking for this one?
I think, honestly, I feel like this could be a trap game. I can see I can see the Commanders coming out with a win. But I fully expect a Green Bay to completely dominate, especially on the defense.
Easton, it can't be a trap game with a crappy Browns after this. It can't be a trap game. Come on. No.
Anything's possible.
Oh, my God. You better not be looking past Commanders for freaking Cleveland. There he is, Easton Butler, writer for Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at Easton_Butler. You'll know him if you see him. He's got the backwards cap on. Easton, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.